Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you are in peace somehow, or even you are not in peace and you are struggling with something, please know that it is okay to not be okay. I keep on reminding this to people that we don't need to be happy every time. That's just not attainable. That is just impossible, you know, to be happy 24/7, 365 days a year. This is why I keep on telling my therapist, my goal in life is not to be happy. My goal in life is to be resilient, that no matter what happens in my life, my resiliency can navigate anything that I face in this lifetime. That's why today we are going to talk about anger and why feeling angry is normal and natural human emotion that everybody experiences from time to time. So what is anger? You know, for me personally, anger is an emotion that we feel when somebody disrespects us or steps on our boundaries. And sometimes when we don't just get along with someone over whatsoever, that's anger. It's an emotion that we should feel, just like happiness, sadness, awe, wonder, and etc., etc. We need to feel it, because if we don't feel it and we just keep everything inside us, one day we are just gonna explode. Anger can be a response to a lot of situations, such as feeling threatened, frustrated, or treated unfairly. So for me, here are some of the reasons why anger is considered a normal human emotion that we need to feel just like any other emotion. So I've been going to therapy a lot since last year, and my therapist said, you know, if there's one thing people struggle is how to handle negative emotions, because nobody taught us from the very, very, very beginning how to handle negative emotions. That's why when we become adults, we just seem to forget how to navigate all these things, because when we were young, we were told to not get sad, we were told to not get angry, and we were only thought, oh, get a candy and be happy. But that's just impossible when we become adults. We need to navigate a lot of things, and it just become like so overwhelming. It just gets so overwhelming that we don't know what to tackle one by one, right? Our work, personal life, family life, and a lot of things that we encounter as adults. So here are some of the reasons. One, anger. Self-preservation. Anger can serve as a protective mechanism, helping individuals defend themselves in threatening situations. I'm just going to give my example. So I was trying to see this guy. We went on a date. Then he canceled on me several times. And I just told him, like, I'm so sorry, but I don't want this. Just text me when you have time. We'll see if we're going to manage. And I don't like this behavior, and I'm not looking for mind games. Yes, I felt anger. I felt frustrated, and I felt threatened. That's why I was angry, and I just had to say it to the person, right? Number two, communication. Anger can be a way to communicate strong emotions and dissatisfaction within a situation or just with a behavior of someone. It can signal to others that something is wrong and needs to be addressed. So you can, or we can, apply this to a lot of things at work, personal life, family life, in our romantic relationships. When we feel like we are not able to communicate properly, we feel anger and we just want to express it, right? It depends on people. Some people are just very, very good at controlling it, and some people just can't. But honestly, for me, I think what works the best is we need to release our emotions, including anger, but still in a respectful way. Number three, motivation. Sometimes this, I had to do a little bit of research. Anger can sometimes motivate people to take action and make changes in their lives or in their relationships. So I don't know if you guys have encountered, but every time, I don't really get angry at work, but I get very, very frustrated. And sometimes I felt like it drives motivation for myself and for my teammates as well to work better. So I think the borderline is we just can't cross like disrespecting someone, including ourselves. Aside from that, I think this is a very good way to align it, that anger can lead to motivation. Number four is expressing anger can provide an outlet just to vent out your emotions, and it can help you release stress and tension. We don't want to reach the point when we are emotionally, you know, just we get this burnout feeling after trying to congest our anger for a very, very long period of time. So that's why this is a very good emotion also to release, because we cannot just keep it inside us, just like happiness. We cannot just keep it. We need to celebrate. We need to release it. So I feel like this is one thing we should practice as well as adults. But of course, being angry is demonized, but I think it's time we should normalize that being angry is normal when somebody disrespects us or steps on our boundaries. So speaking about boundaries, number five is anger can help individuals establish and maintain boundaries in their relationships and interactions with others. While feeling angry is normal, it is important to manage and express anger in constructive ways. Uncontrolled or excessive anger can have negative consequences on both physical and mental health, as well as relationships around us. So learning healthy ways to cope with and express anger, such as through communication, problem solving, and relaxation techniques, is very, very, very essential for overall well-being and also our relationships around us. So being angry is not really a bad thing. It's just how we handle and express it. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to follow Life in Progress PH on Instagram, and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.